Once upon a time, there was a man who owned a donkey. For many years, the donkey cheerfully carried his master's sacks of grain to the mill. But now the donkey was too old and weak to work. His master told himself it cost too much to feed this old donkey, who couldn't even carry his sack to the mill anymore. I'll have to get rid of him, he thought. The donkey guessed what was on his master's mind and decided to run away. The donkey had heard that Bremen was a fine musical town, so not knowing what else to do, he decided to go there and be a town musician. The donkey had been on the road a while when he came upon an old hound dog lying across the path and panting as if he'd been running for many miles. "Why are you panting like that, old hound?" asked the donkey. "Oh," wheezed the dog, "I'm old and can no longer hunt as I once used to. My master planned to get rid of me, so I ran away. But I don't know what to do." "Why don't you come with me?" said the donkey. "I'm on my way to Bremen to be a town musician. I tell you what, I'll play the bassoon and you can play the clarinet." The old hound immediately agreed, and together the two friends continued on their way. Soon, the donkey and the hound came upon a cat sitting by the side of the road, pulling a long face. "What's the matter with you?" asked the donkey. "You look as gloomy as a month of rainy days." "What have I got to be glad about?" sighed the cat. "I'm old, and my teeth are blunt. Nowadays, I'd rather sit by the fire and purr than chase mice. My mistress decided to drown me. I got wind of her plan and ran away, but now I don't know what to do. Come with us to Bremen, said the donkey. We're going to be musicians there. You can play the clarinet. The cat liked this idea, and so the friends went on together. Came to a farmyard. A rooster was sitting on the gate, crowing as loudly as he could. Why are you singing so loudly? Asked the donkey. You're making so much noise, you'll split my eardrums. Ah, replied the rooster sadly, my mistress has guests coming tomorrow. And she told the cook to make me into a stew. My head's to be chopped off this very evening, and I'm crowing with all my might while I still can. That's no good, said the donkey. Why don't you come with us instead? We're on our way to Bremen to be town musicians. Your voice is certainly strong and clear. I think you'd make an excellent oboe player. The rooster quickly said yes, and the four friends took out on their journey. food and drink, said the donkey. And there are robbers sitting around enjoying the feast. Robbers? That's too bad. I would enjoy a good meal about now. Yes, screamed the donkey.
Thank you.
He went to the kitchen to get a light. Mistaking the cat's eyes for glowing coals, he put a match up to them. But the cat was in no mood to play. Hissing and scratching, she sprang at him. With a howl of terror, the robber ran for the back door. There the dog jumped up and bit him hard in the leg. Gave him a swift kick in the ribs. All this commotion woke up the rooster, who began crowing with all his might. That house is fearsome, he cried. In the kitchen, there's a wicked witch with fiery eyes. And she spit at me and clawed my face. And behind the door, there's a man with a big knife, and he stabbed me in the leg. And in the yard, there was a big monster who almost struck me dead with a club. And on the roof, a mean judge kept crying, "Bring the deliverer to me! Bring the deliverer to me!" I'm lucky to have escaped with my life. When they heard that, the robbers decided never again to go near that house. And that brings us back to the beginning of our story. As you will recall, our heroes intended to become musicians in Bremen. Our four friends liked their new home so much, they decided to stay there indefinitely. And for all I know, they're still there.